Ageism is the most socially acceptable prejudice on the planet, according to the World Health Organization. They say worldwide it remains more ingrained than even racism or sexism. But researchers at Cornell University say it's possible to defeat these ageist attitudes through intergenerational contact. Programs that foster intergenerational connections expose children to and normalize the aging process. They help children learn that wrinkles, wheelchairs, and walkers are not scary, but a helpful part of later life. Seniors who share stories from their own childhood and the wisdom they've learned along the way build unique bonds between young and old. Through these bonds, children gain positive role models, and negative attitudes never have a chance to take root. Seniors benefit too. According to the national nonprofit Generations United, older adults who regularly volunteer with children burn 20% more calories per week. They experience fewer falls, are less reliant on canes, and perform better on memory tests than their peers. These seniors also shun society's negative attitudes about older people and even live longer. Intergenerational interactions, whether with grandparents, at senior centers, or in early childhood settings, are low cost and easy to replicate. Take a First Steps tour of Maryland Family Network's mission, marylandfamilynetwork.org, to sign up. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Douglas Lent.